All right, so you're here because you want to squeeze every last bit of value out of your Google AdWords budget, right? We all do. I
Absolutely.
think everyone listening can relate to that. Today, we're going deep on how to really make those ads work harder for you.
Yep.
And to help us with that, we've got Chris Bradley's article, 5 Tips to Get the Most Bang for Your Buck from Google AdWords.
Great article.
Yeah, so we're going to pull out those actionable strategies that can help anyone listening make their campaigns just more efficient
More efficient, yeah.
and targeted.
And I think one of the best things about these tips is they're really practical. It's
Yikes.
not just theory, it's stuff you can actually implement today.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're all about here, right? Giving people things they can actually go and do and see results from.
Exactly.
So let's jump right in.
Okay.
First up is something that might seem a little counterintuitive. It's negative keywords.
Right.
We're talking about telling Google what not to show your ads for.
Yeah.
Why is that so important?
Well, it all comes down to cost, you know. Every click you get costs you money. And you don't want to be paying for clicks from people who are never going to be interested in what you're selling, right? So, like Chris says in the article, negative keywords let you filter out those irrelevant searches.
So give me an example.
Sure. Imagine you're a web designer offering custom websites.
All right.
Someone searches for like free website templates and clicks on your ad.
Uh-oh.
That's wasted money, right?
Yeah.
They're clearly not looking for what you offer.
Makes sense.
So by adding free website templates as a negative keyword, you prevent your ad from showing up for that search.
So you stop those wasteful clicks right from the get-go.
Exactly.
I like it. Okay, so tip number two is what's called modified broad match. What's the deal with that little plus sign?
Okay, so Google's broad match feature can be a little too broad sometimes.
Oh, so.
Well, it might show your ads for searches that are only vaguely related to your keywords,
I see.
but with modified broad match, you put a plus sign before specific words in your keyword phrase.
Oh.
And that tells Google that those exact words must be present in the search query for your ad to show up.
So it's like adding a little extra precision.
Exactly. So let's say your keyword is blue widgets, right?
Okay.
With regular broad match, Google might show your ad for something like widgets that are slightly bluish.
I see.
But if you use plus blue plus widgets, then the search has to include both blue and widgets.
Gotcha. So much more targeted.
Much more targeted.
Much less wasted ad spend.
You got it.
Okay, I like it. All right, so moving on, tip number three is all about optimizing for mobile.
Right.
Why is it so important to think about mobile users specifically?
Well, think about how people use their phones. They're often on the go, right?
Right.
They want information fast. They want to take action quickly.
Makes sense.
So Chris suggests adding things like call buttons or location extensions directly to your ads.
So they can just tap to call or get directions?
Exactly. Someone searching for a coffee shop on their phone probably wants to find one right now, you
Yeah,
know?
they're not going to mess around.
Exactly. So making it super easy for them to connect with you is key.
So mobile's all about meeting that immediate need.
Absolutely.
All right. Tip number four, narrowing your targeting even further. How do we do that?
So Bradley highlights two really powerful tools, location and timing.
Okay.
Geotargeting lets you show your ads only in specific geographic areas where your customers are.
Makes sense.
So if you're a local business, you don't want to be wasting money showing ads to people who are hundreds of miles away.
Right.
And then you can also adjust your bids based on the time of day.
Oh,
So
okay.
you can allocate more budget to those peak hours when people are most likely to be interested in what you're offering.
So, like a restaurant might want a bit higher during lunch and dinner hours.
Exactly. They're the times when people are actively looking for places to eat.
Right.
So you're basically making sure your ads are seen by the right people in the right place at the right time.
Right place, right time, right person. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least, tip number five, analyzing conversion tracking.
This one's huge.
Why is this so crucial?
Because it tells you what actually happens after someone clicks on your ad.
So, do they actually do what you want them to do?
Exactly. Do they make a purchase? Do they fill out a form? Do they sign up for your newsletter?
Right.
Conversion tracking shows you all of that.
So you can see what's actually working.
Exactly. And as Chris points out, without this data, you're basically just guessing where your money's best spent.
You're flying blind.
Pretty much.
Okay. So to quickly recap, the five tips we've covered today are using negative keywords to eliminate irrelevant traffic,
Yep.
being precise with modified broad match, optimizing that mobile experience,
Right.
narrowing our focus with location and timing,
Yes.
and crucially using conversion tracking to make sure our efforts are paying off.
All great advice from Chris Bradley.
Absolutely. So to wrap things up, I want to leave everyone listening with this thought. Think about how consistently implementing these refinements could change your whole perspective on advertising.
I like that.
Instead of seeing it as just an expense, what if you started to view it as a powerful engine for growth?
That's a great way to put it.
And what other areas of your business could benefit from this same level of focus and measurement?
Something to consider.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.